All right, I'm not sure why you guys keep letting Americans in here, but thanks for stopping on by and letting me rant about Flutter. So it's an insane project, an insane package, and I have an insane boss who wanted it in build root, so I did that for him. A little bit about me. My name's Adam Duskett. I started my career completely through luck and dumb luck and nepotism. I had a friend who only knew micro embedded, and I knew Linux, so it worked out. They were developing a sonar with a camera on a TI-DM368 processor way back in the day. So after that, I moved on to Micron Technology. I developed a kernel driver that substituted their DOS driver for memory testing and reporting purposes. Moved on to Michigan, started on VoIP emergency phones that did not work out well. I started contributing to BuildRoot in 2016. I had to look this up. My first commit was actually just an audit bump. It was like three lines long. But after that, I moved to Los Angeles, started working on electric vehicle supply equipment. Joined Rivian Automotive as the first embedded Linux engineer for their fast charging network. We ended up using BuildRoot. It's still using BuildRoot to this day. It works great. And then I joined Amarella Solutions as a senior embedded systems developer. They're based out of Italy. And then hopefully in 2024, I'm never coming back to America. So that would be quite nice. Some of my contributions, a ton of SE Linux packages. I tend to focus on those. Flutter, of course, and the Flutter packages that we'll talk about shortly. G-object introspection that took 17 patch revisions in 3 years, two trips to Europe to actually get in. OpenGDK, this is a total joke request by a friend. Apparently people still use this package. I don't know why, but it is there if you want to use OpenGDK with BuildRoot. And 1,223 commits as of this writing. We assume that you know what BuildRoot is, what Flutter is, and you're interested in using Flutter with a BuildRoot project, or you're interested in the next speaker, I'm not sure which. So you're here, I appreciate it. So how I actually ported this thing was I used MetaFlutter, which is actually quite well constructed. Then things quickly took a turn for the worst. Normal industry standard practices just straight up don't apply to this package. Like downloading a reproducible tarball is just straight up not possible. We'll get into that. Requires tools to configure the source code that aren't standard from Google. And you can't use your cross-compiled SDK toolchain. Enjoy. It actually includes a pre-compiled and patched LLVM. Release versions, you can find them at Flutter engine tags, but those aren't for you. No, those are for Google. That's too way too easy. You can't just download that tarball and compile it. That's impossible. No, you need a G client Python script from the Depot Tools repository, which is from Chromium. I don't know why they decided this. You need a .g client file, you run this. And also, of course, the source code depends on .git directories being present to compile, so enjoy, because now you cannot create a reproducible tarball from this. So we needed a host depot tools. It gives us the tools necessary to download the source code, generate a tarball, configure the source. I made a gen tarball with the help of the BuildRoot maintainers. So that will actually create a .gclient file for you, runs gclient to download the source, generates a tarball in a format BuildRoot expects, but it's still not reproducible. Please save it somewhere, create a hash file for yourself. It includes a patch clean compiler. I don't know why. I do not know why they did this. I've asked the developers, and I have yet to receive a response, so I'm going to chalk it up to Google. It requires that configure, bundles, and compiles all the third-party dependencies into a single generated Flutter engine. It requires things like OpenSSL, but no, not your OpenSSL, not the one provided by BuildRoot. That'd be too easy. No, it requires the third party, the one in the third party directory, and then it smashes them all together and creates a giant Flutter engine.so file. Gonna move right along. Do you wanna use Flutter instead of Qt? Well, there's some advantages. It's free. Qt requires a professional license if you're going to sell your product. I fought Rivian for quite a while, actually, on this, as they use Qt, and a billion-dollar company didn't want to fork over 50 grand for a professional license. So I'm sure smaller companies also have a problem with this. It's just straight-up license under BSD3. You can just use it. You can sell it. You can do whatever you want. There's a plethora of community plugins at, was it Flutter, pub.flutter.dev. Hot load restart makes debugging applications less time consuming, in theory. Uses Dart instead of QML and C++. Disadvantages. It's huge. It's 14 megs stripped for the minimum. And that is just the .so. That's not an embedder. That's not the, you still can't actually run your Flutter application quite yet. OpenGL or Vulkan is necessary. It technically supports software rendering, as it's just a .so and you need a embedder, but I have yet to find a embedder that officially supports running Flutter with software embedding rendering. Only X64, ARM v7, and probably v8 and ARC64 are supported. It says it supports i386, but I have yet to actually get it to build for i386. So at least in build root, only X64. And it uses Dart instead of QML C++. So, really up to you there. LVGL is the other popular one among embedded platforms. And yeah, it supports anything with C and an output. It uses Dart instead of C. Yeah, less. So Miniware plugins, of course, it's much easier to build and publish applications with Flutter than LVGL. It is far larger. Again, LVGL starts at 23K. Basically the exact same thing as Flutter Gallery, except with a few lines removed. And it is a generic package right now. We do not have a infrastructure around that. And that might change in the future. The best way, I would say, to add your Flutter application to a build root project, create an external tree. So that way you can update build root easier. I have an external tree called FOSDEM. I also have a project on GitHub that uses Docker, an external tree, so we can actually use reproducible builds for exactly, oh no. There it is. There we go. Okay. So this is the, I patched 2023, but here's the FOSDEM external tree. So you have packages, you have patches, do build root. These patches are for the 2023 branch, but basically they add a bunch of stuff. But the Flutter package updates are the big one because, as I'll get to in a second, Flutter is awful in 2023. Please don't use it. This is a big one, profiling. This slide took me about 3 hours on a plane to figure out because I had never profiled a Flutter application, let alone something that was on a remotely. So build Flutter engine and in profiling mode, menu config libraries, graphics, Flutter engine, there's an enable profiling option. It's very, very straightforward. Make a bootable image. Run the application in profile mode. Here you go. Write that down and take a screenshot because VM service and VM service port are cryptic and ill-documented. There was also an observatory, but apparently that's being deprecated. For this, they do the same thing as VM service. If you do not use VM service host equals 0000 or the URL of your host machine, you will not be able to connect because the default is just localhost only. And I can show you this here as well. Actually, that'd be a good practical demo. So I have a VM here. I don't know if it will actually show a splash screen. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. We might get lucky with a FOSDEM logo, we might not. No, but it's booted, it's fine. Okay, so if we SSH in, I have a Flutterpy profiling demo. And that's going to, no, it's running. I should just sh.exit for everybody so they can see.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. So this is the exact same thing we have. And then I have a Flutter profile connect. Actually, it's probably in my, yeah, there we go. And so this will connect to it. And over here, this is the x86, so it is running Flutter gallery. So we can go in, we can click reply, we can check the inbox or something, we can hit compose, this is fine, we can type. Everything works properly. By now this should be working, yes, so you will see a URL right here. I have no idea what I just clicked. Oh, right, of course. There you go. So we'll copy this URL into Chrome. And there we go. So now we can check performance metrics against our VM here. And this will, and I've tested this also on a Raspberry Pi 5 and 4. It works great. Nothing's really running right now other than the Flutter Gallery. But if we keep clicking, eventually more pretty graphs will show up. So there's a CPU profiler, although good luck. This is a lot of ASM that I am not really sure what it does. And of course, memory profiling as well, and networking and logging and whatnot. So it's quite easy to set up a remote debugging on all of this. There we go. Yes, 000 or the IP address of the remote machine. Yeah, so the current state of Flutter in the 2023.11.x branch is, please, it's bad, do not use it. Use the patches that I have if you need, or just wait until 2024.02, which is later this month. But the packages, if you really want them, Flutter SDK bin is a set of tools used to compile the Flutter applications themselves. Flutter Engine, it's the main Flutter library, and Flutter Pi. That's it. That's what you get. It's the Flutter embedder used for to run the Flutter applications. Does not support Wayland. It's KMS and DRI only. But it does support GL, GLES, and Vulkan, which is quite nice. Oh, and of course, there's Flutter Gallery, which is the demo application. And yes, I have fixed this, but there's a lot of necessary options that have been patched in. In master, it's a lot better. A lot better. Please use that. All the previous packages with the following additions. We have IVI home screen. It's actually developed by Toyota. It works with Wayland. 70 more plugins than Flutter Pi. 22 plugins are currently supported. There's a bunch of bug fixes and improvements. PubCache has moved to the download directory. There's more up-to-date packages. Comprehensive build options for Flutter gallery packages. One of the big things is the Flutter Gallery package is a good starting point as a generic patch, but we can do better. A Flutter infrastructure package would be so much nicer. Yes, so I actually have that patched in as well in one of these. So with this patch right here, this would create a package flutter.mk. Of course. I would love to. There we go. So that way you don't have to copy and paste all of that junk all over the place. I think I stole this from PKGC Make and then started editing it. Much like the Dart registrant files, all of this stuff would just automatically be figured out, including the package name as the package name has to go on top of the pubspec.yaml file. It's quite easy to yank it out of there automatically. So your Flutter package is going to end up looking like this, which is much, much easier to read than what is currently supported. So that's pretty much it. The stretch goal would probably be the Firebase SDK, although that also seems quite the undertaking for a package. So, yeah, any questions? I answered everybody's questions.
Somebody must have a question.
Oh, no, don't let him in. No, no.
Hey, what did you expect? So you said that Flutter would not run on software rendering. It's wrong. We have a runtime test that uses Mesa 3D.
That's true. It does use
Mesa. So it
Mesa,
should be doable.
It does use the Mason. Okay, it uses the Mason, was it the software to OGL, or the OGL to software